This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live. Archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful May in 2020. Where I am in this linear time flow now is that just had a new moon the last weekend. It's such an abundant energy flowing to my experience over the new moon weekend. So thankful for being part of this great, amazing universe. No matter what is happening, it's up to us to choose attention given to where we would like to grow the energy. And today's focus I would like to give is the choose, change that creates you a better new. Choose, change that creates you a better new. After the conscious breathing exercise being current as a weekly check-in, actually, I've been bi-weekly for the last several months and hoping to back into a weekly podcast. So let us connect using breath consciously. Each part of you, your mind, your heart, emotion in your body, in the linear time here now. And to connect our field of oneness that we co-create, we need one another to be part of something larger than our individual local being. So thank you for co-creating, and let us use this together moment wisely for your better end, for my better end, for all of our benefit together. In order to do so, I would like to use the practical tool as multitasking and quickest meditation with eyes open, wide awake, with consciously noticing the air intaking from nose slowly into entire body, lungs and stomach, as if we have a balloon inside of our trunk, stomach, and make it as biggest as much as you can. Keep it and feel the circulate all this new energy inside of our body, and then let that out slowly from the mouth with no longer serving whatever the information that came from media or someone or neighbors or, you know, so forth, that you took it and chose to let go. And this is the time, one by one, with letting go with the air together and return back to the universe, so that universe will take care of all our issues as a tissues, part of that universe, and clean it up as an freshest energy, entire being, as one being, part of abundant of universe. And I'm talking already into the meditation. And for the next segment, I would like to Of course, want to give an intuitive reading. Thanks for requesting today's choices from also life path. It is very timely to get some insight energetically for what will be like and for after this May season into summer, and especially with 2020 clear vision that all of us encouraged to live in the new way somehow. So after the channeling of choose change that creates you a better new. And let me read the delivery the insight for that life path requesters. You can also request your own life's curious matter without telling a personal story to me by sending a personal message over Facebook or Twitter at June Universe. Now, June Universe. And assign the symbol that represent what you'd like to get to know. And I'm gonna use our together 3 minutes and deliver the insight reading that symbol energy and giving that as in suggestions and possibilities and probability so that you may be able to use it for your own bedtime. If it's resonating, take it. If it's not, please do not take it because I respect that you are the most knowledgeable person about your life. So when you hear some resonance, that's great. If you feel that's non-resonance, that's great. So you know, get one step closer to what you are looking for. Either way, it will be fine. You are giving us opportunity to connect as one energy and stimulate and working for in each of our bedtime together. So thank you. That's the community. I mostly providing this reading as in a personal session, as in a 101 setting, 1 hour. But here, as in a community service, I provide it for free. And as in a return, I'm getting the opportunity to facilitate the energy of oneness that I also need that and being supported by your participation and co-creation. So thank you so much. So let us start the conscious breathing exercise. Being current here now, just observe, notice what you are noticing. Take a moment. I'm noticing that birds outside of the window is actively because it's evening time, and I was thinking to close the window, but I still keep it open because I feel like bringing in some fresh air to share with you. That's what I'm noticing in my head. So you just do the scanning, what you are feeding, and just connect to yourself. This is the time to connect to yourself, your around the environment, what's around you, what's within you, what's in front of you, what your senses are sensing in physical distance or time distance. Is that a past? Or about the future, is that a yesterday or a year ago, a month ago, a week ago, or is it a hour from now, or a day from now, tomorrow, or this weekend, or something? Just notice where you are here now at this present moment. Okay, now let us take a long deep breath from the nose, counting 3, 1, go. 2, 3. Hold it. Hold it. Keep it. One more time. Intake in all the fresh air from the nose. New energy, the birds say. Yes. Do you hear that? Yes. Intake in and bring it down to your stomach as if your balloon is inside of your body. Ready? Go. Two. Eyes open. Three. Hold it. The last one. This time, let us use our voice, the vocal, when we exhale in all the air from the mouth, saying, ah, and let all out. My throat chakra is kind of funny today. Excuse me. You ready? Let's go. Thank you for taking the time for yourself, conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe. How you feel? I feel my body is asking me to move it, my stomach and shoulders. Typically, oh my, so I shall move my body tonight to exercise, to circulate the energy into the physical body. That would be great. How about you? Notice what you are noticing and the feeling and the mood before, after. All right, so today's focus I'd like to give is choose change that creates your better new. Choose change that creates your better new. I know that we are wrapping up at the Spreaker.com in a minute and a half, so we'll carry over to the next segment and stay tuned for the next segment by clicking that link from description at your platform you are listening. I see you there if I lose you here within. Yeah, I mean, it's only at 1 minute. Maybe I should give different focus. So, what change came to this focus is that change is one of the most fair to everyone on this life on earth, that reliable. Things that constant change is always equally happening all of that time. So using that nature wisely is the key to mastering a conscious creator's life. So that's what I would like to pick as a focus, and come join for the next segment for the channeling this message from the universe. This is June Universe. I see you there. Click the link. Welcome back. So change. Choose change that creates your better new. The life is continuous now moment, always changing all of the time. Always new beginning. Any moment can be the new beginning. Who's gonna decide? Anybody can decide. Own life, we want to decide as a conscious creator using the personal power. So choose change that creates better new. What is better means more fulfilling, more resonating to the heart of the matter, means like exciting, feeling loving, feeling enjoyable. Ooh, that feel good state. That is the better or more better. And it's the natural to seek more better, better, better. That's what the growth. And at some point, the growth reaching into the maximum or certain point, and then might be a good to expand it into a maturing process instead of growing aggressively and maturing gradually. It's maturation is the only permitted to full enough growing. So that stage is also a bedtime. Wherever the stage of your life you are now connecting at this present moment, choose it for exciting, loving, enjoyable. Give yourself permission to do that. Sometimes it is so hard because some experience put that seed in your mind that it's not okay to be happy. It is not okay to be excited about, wanting to about. It is impossible for me to think about that. Whose idea would that be? Was it? Maybe when we are children, the adult's idea to managing the children in their convenience, perhaps. As long as we can find a resonance, we are the creator. You are the creator of your own life. Imagine, allow yourself to imagine what it is better, fulfilling. Sometimes it's the hardest question, what you really want to experience, accomplish, being surrounded by. Especially challenging time, the darkest dark, the down as a new moon time. The stars only shines because of the dark environment. Is allow star to be seen in the daytime. Sun is stronger. So take this dark flow, newness, seeding, knowing clearly, give yourself a permission to be okay to choose what most exciting. No one can stop it. Embody it, feel it, taste it, touch it, hear it, see it. In the mind eyes and physical eyes, mind nose, physical nose, you know, whatever the tool that you can do, in a way, harming no one around you. That's the rule for that creation. Choose change that creates you better anew on this new moon, this new season of this summer, new world, worldwide encourage to realign collectively. Choose yours wisely. Remember to use the personal power. Do not give your power to anyone, anything but your joy. Thank you. This is Journey Universe. Interesting. This is an unusual way channeling message. Hope it is useful for reminding some part of you for the next step. So the I would like to give an intuitive reading for using 3 minutes together here. And before doing so, I would like you listeners to choose that feeling that you would like to feel embodied for better new at this moment using our together connection. What kind of feeling do you like to have at the end of today's gathering? I like to have excited. Excited, feeling excited, yay. That's what I would like to have. How about you? It's important to have consciously choosing what you would like to experience. This is a practice for the conscious creator. The size doesn't matter. Small ones, feeding, what you want to eat, where you want to go, what you want to wear, you know, just as is. No, just consciously. What you like, that's the exercise to make it as in a good habit to choose what you like, your willingness, so that would guide it into that taking responsibility because you choose, not someone else's. You know, that's the first step to grow as an person. As a conscious creator. So let's use this opportunity and send the good thought to the reading requester when I'm delivering the insight as if they are experiencing a perfect way. And then embody your feeling you choose at the same time. So when you send it out, the good thought to others and that energy coming back as an energy return system to help you embody your chosen feeling. That's how the oneness of the field energy will help everyone, each of us, to intentionally using that together energy as one, being part of universe. Okay? So the first one, I would like to set the 3 minutes time I have is the tomato, 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 tomato. Here is 3 minutes, tomato. Okay, I am getting the shape of the circle. It's so connected as an wired, and tomato seems to be ripe. Two pieces. It's a red tomato becoming red for a long time, and I'm having a sense that it really grounded and supported and getting into that stage of communicating. It's like almost like a departure time to the ocean. For that journey, for other region or other countries, like providing what you already established, gained experience as in a sharing journey. I'm having the sense that young ladies' amusing way of exciting to learn something new for life better in a very intellectual, creative way to connect as gazing under the sun and enough physical distance, but knowing that each one is connecting. I'm having the sense that something started in this February time is now bringing it into a new season in June, that I'm having a very calm, feminine, creative energy, and very flowing, open-minded, so connected to what you are in the core level. Very natural feeding to this particular tomato matter. And I would say take it easy and allow the flow, but you need to step up to that. No one is gonna come pick you up, so initial step will be a very scary feel, seems like, but know that you had so many similar beginning in the past, and this one is not an exception. So know that overcoming and to go for this flow. I get the end of this month, May, is very crucial for this due on the wonderful flow in July. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is tomato category of life path. That's good. The next one is hemp. Hemp. Okay. I got the cloud related to this hemp matter, and it doesn't mean that it actual cloud. It could be a digital work, digitalized crowd system is the core essence of this success. I'm having a sense that equally balanced open up opportunity. It's the five. Five is the foundation of global community. So it's really nice that connecting to the global scale that you are capable to achieve on this particular hemp matter. Something to do with the writing is good to be more emphasizes in balancing all aspect of this particular focus is needed. I think you're aware of that each element, and especially writing, need a little boost to make a balance out of harmonious, cohesive balance to make the whole situation more valuable way. I'm having a sense that musicality in the outdoor, unique way of playing that music is also nice, that your heart is connected in a playfulness and nothing to do with the businessy energy, but it's more of fun, amusing, and to entertaining self, and at the same time, people around you, sort of. I get the sense that, that balance of seriousness and also entertaining your spirit is very important for your success to keep the balance And something about the August weekend activity would bring some change for realigning to the your life stage. Mirroring is ending and accepting and changing, allowing your default knowing, reshifting that, building up skills and knowledge as one under the crowd. That's what I'm getting for hemp. Sending lots of love and healing to your creation. Thanks for your request. This is hemp. All right, the next is eclipse. Eclipse. Here is the 3 minute eclipse. Okay. I'm having the sense that the path, the door opening is coming. Sometimes in, I feel, September, before maybe end of September into October around. The summertime seems to be the many studies and reviews as you already came to the one third of it and you want to be completed. Some part of you insists that I must complete this. So do complete that. It's a perfect time to use summer for it. And then know that at around the end of September and October, the door opening is coming. I'm having a sense that unexpected cleaning might be encouraged sometimes around the end of August. The physical movement might be involving or some sort of like name changing, service changing, kind of the things that you are familiar with is encouraged to move to somewhere, other places. And take it as an opportunity to renew. It's a good change, and I feel a great amount of hesitation that you may want to stay. It has been so familiar, but this one it would be a really a game changer actually for upcoming year. So when it comes, and do not hesitate, take it and become familiar and get prepared using the winter time for preparing the next year. That's what the flow in overall about this eclipse things. And right now for the summertime, know that many changes are coming and get organized, affirming what you've created, built, done, reorganized, and refreshing where you are, where you came to, and owning it as to reconnecting to the world around you for a next year. I got the sense that once the go around starting, and then there is gonna be non-stop. You're gonna love it, enjoy it as natural you. It's like a going spiral towards your true north. New reality in new good luck. This is eclipse category of life path. Ooh, that's a good energy. Next, Coco. Coco. Okay, I got little dog with the brown hair is next to this Coco thing, and something about the friendly, cheering, ideal image would be good to go with this Coco thing. instead of a cat, it seems to be a dog. And playfulness as in a vacation setting into an island, ocean front. These are really nice to enjoy with entertaining self, you. And it's most likely an embodiment of your new vision and vision questing. You deserve to do that. When you get an opportunity doing so, sometimes around the summertime, well, actually, it's hard to tell the summertime, but maybe in October, somewhere around there, take it without hesitation. And enjoy that mood and fulfillment, like a vision questing with that seaside vacationing time by time for yourself, by yourself, alone time. I'm getting the sense that feminine energy with nice balanced communication will refreshen your sense of self, and your life is going to be changed, transformed from there. The things and people around you, towards you, is going to be shifted before and after for this opportunity of vacation-ish relaxation vision quest. So I think that until then, getting to know what you really want to experience in life, not the single, but as a feeding experience, who's going to be around you, that kind of embodiment is really useful for you to really experiencing what can be possible, what you would like to pull in after the summertime. Good luck. This is Coco, category of life path. The last one I would like to give is jellyfish, jellyfish. I'm having the sense that something is hanging in your head, like opportunities from the past and current, and still hanging. And is this useful or not? You know, it's bothering your idea. And one of which is that to pamper in yourself, and then also that feminine energy behind it is in one of these consideration. I'm having the sense that almost feel like want to be invisible from being part of, in a sense, being lost in crowd in order to energize. And it was hard because of the environment conditioning for the springtime was disallowing that nature. So that actually building up the frustration, and it's not your fault, but it's just because of letting you know how much that is important for you to be lost in the crowd, even you thought that you didn't like that much before. So it's all about getting to know you better, and I feel that some part of stability is taking place naturally around November 4th. And some minty fresh air coming in to lighter your heart, uplifting some kind of new love, perhaps, but in a strong sense, more of friendship, like a newness, light-hearted connection and people and a person. That's what I'm sensing. So, this particular jellyfish is needing that to finding some fitting spot, like settling self. But know that it's like flexibility is the power, and resilience is also a power. And no need to concrete in to anchor in something as long as you are you aligned to what you are creating and connecting in an earthy way. And I think I know what you know what I'm talking about. So this is the jellyfish category of life path. I'm sending lots of love to your success. Thank you for your request. You can also request your personal reading, sending me personal message over Facebook, Twitter at June Universe, JUNE Universe, one word. Pick the symbol and let me know which category. Is this a love life? Is this a life path? Is this the career work? So that will help me to deliver the insight more useful for your bettering. If it's not resonating, do not take it. Please don't. If it's resonating, take it. It's free. And thank you for requesting that. Help us connect as one energy. Either way will be fine. And one of these people saying that, well, you need to believe what I'm reading here, and unless otherwise, something bad thing is going to happen. No. You have the power to choose. And, do not give out your power to someone else. That is scary things. If the psychics or reader said that to you, do not stay, run. That's my teacher said. But it's so true. Myself is also bump into this corner this long, long time ago, a couple decades ago. And that actually became as an opportunity, me learning, practicing about this energy reading. So never know what's gonna happen, but never give your personal power to something, someone. Give away. Well, thank you for joining, and let us take a long, deep breath to close in today's gathering. So, how's your chosen energy? Mine is exciting. I feel excited, energized. How about you? So, let us connect as one, taking long, deep breath from the nose, counting 3, 1, now 2, 3. Hold it. Thank you. This is June Universe. I see you next time. Until then, I'm sending all my love and healing to your heart.